You're listening to Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Emma, our special guest this morning. Ryan Reynolds is here.
Yay!
I'm clapping for myself.
Good.
My hands there.
It's a very good morning.
I need to keep your eyes on Emma. She might try and slide her chair around just slightly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no problem.
I might.
We're going to apologize.
Stop it.
Now, Ryan, of course, is the star of the big film that's out this week. It's called Deadpool. And I guess in terms of superheroes, he is what he would be described mildly unconventional. Would that be?
I would say highly unconventional, deliberately unconventional. Yeah, he's a mercenary who had got cancer. He lives in the X-Men universe. He went through the same kind of healing process that Wolverine went through, so he came out the other side, except unlike Wolverine, he came out the other side looking like a monster.
Right.
Or his skin was all kind of wrecked, and so he's... and he's meta. He's sort of... There's a lot of different... Well, there's so many... Too many things to list about Deadpool that differentiate him from the rest of the X-Men. But he knows he's in a comic book. He knows he's in a comic book movie. He makes fun of Ryan Reynolds. He does all sorts of things that happen that, you know, you would never otherwise see in an action comedy movie like this.
There are lots of gags and kind of pop culture references and digs at other Marvel superheroes. Like you said, what's your favorite line from the film? What's the one that...
The one I can say on radio.
Yeah.
Oh gosh!
See, we love the Freddy Krueger line. Don't do that, please. Don't do that
one.
No, don't do the Freddy Krueger one. No, I'm trying to think of one.
Because I know that Posh Spice gets a mention at one stage in the film. The Beckhams get a little.
I'm sure I'll be receiving a lawsuit. I think that one of my favorite ones has to do with Wolverine, and I don't want to give it away right now, but that's got to be my favorite one.
There's also one of my favorite lines is the one where you kind of have, there is an oblique reference to Green Lantern at one stage during the film.
There's a couple actually in there. There's a couple that are buried in there that you may have to watch the movie twice to sort of catch in the background.
That's what we were saying.
Yeah, it's full of Easter eggs.
Again. Yeah.
There's tons of Easter eggs in the movie,
I know, my nephew's obsessed with Deadpool. The game, the PS3 game. Did you ever play that before?
I've played it before, yeah. Nolan North does the voice. It's pretty funny, yeah.
It's pretty funny,
it's
isn't
really
it?
Funny, yeah. When he's slapping Wolverine on the ground.
I've watched him play it before, yeah. It's brilliant. So the last time I saw you, you were in London, actually, and you were with your wife, and I know you like a bit of sushi, because that's where I saw
you.
But if you're in London, where do you like to hang out?
My brother's here with me, so he just goes like soldiering around. Like, I like to just get lost. I just go off and get lost. I have friends that live in Richmond, though, so I go out there a little bit. Chiswick, I go out there.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's my... we should hang out. That's where I'm from.
Let's do it. Come on.
Come round for tea.
I'm ready.
No, don't. He's scary.
So Deadpool is out this week. It's the big film release. Ryan, will you stick around just for a couple more minutes? Is that okay?
Absolutely will.
We will have more from Ryan Reynolds right after this. It's Heart Breakfast. Ryan Reynolds is still here.
Yes.
Still clapping.
Now, listen, Ryan, I know that you had a baby a year ago now. Is she now a year old?
She's now a year old, yeah.
And how are you finding fatherhood? Is that getting any easier for you?
It's everything compared to what the mother has to go through in order for that child to exit her body into the world is icing on the cake. So I'm never going to complain about that. No, it's great. She sleeps. She's cute
she
as
sleeps.
Hell. She just, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
it's amazing.
Good. Wow.
Yeah.
So Deadpool, he's about an anti-hero. And Ryan, I thought what we'd try and do on Heart Breakfast this morning is, as you know, that Emma Bunton, as a Spice Girl, known for being sweet, baby Spice, lovely.
Yep.
And I was wondering if there's any way in which we could maybe anti-pop star Emma.
sort of sully her up a little in a Deadpool kind of way.
So what I might do is I'm going to throw out some situations that Emma might encounter in her day job as a pop star, and we will see how you would react normally, maybe Ryan and I might be able to help you just Deadpool that up a bit.
Perfect. So imagine this, right?
Emma, I just want you to close your eyes. Imagine you're out shopping. A fan comes up, asks for a selfie. What would you do?
Selfies, they're quite flattering. I'd say, hey,
no.
What Deadpool would do, is you get the other person who's in the selfie with you,
right?
And they get so excited they don't really know what's going on, right?
Yeah,
so you take that selfie and you just zoom in on yourself,
right?
Cut them right out.
And so when they get back to show that to their friends,
they go home. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Brilliant. That's a good one. Now, listen, Emma, you know what it's like when you're doing a TV show or you're on tour and you ask for some fresh fruit on your rider,
yeah,
and then when you get to your dressing room. Birmingham, there only like is like an apple and a banana there. You were hoping for the kiwi fruit and the
exotic fruits.
Yeah. What would you? Would you deal with that?
I don't mind because I quite like a pear or apple, nice banana.
No, yeah. That's not going to fly.
It's nice. What? I'm gonna need about 6 cases of kerosene, and I'm gonna burn this mother down. That's what I'm gonna do.
You are getting this, aren't you?
I'm getting it. I'm taking it all in.
So you're gonna set fire to the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
like
remember
this.
That
huge,
for next time. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. I think we've got time for one more. You're just about to go on stage, and the wardrobe person has given you a pair of shoes. They don't quite fit. So how are you going to deal with that?
This
how would you?
Happened before, so you know, it would hurt, obviously, but I'd grin and bear it.
Wow. Mm. Yeah. She, you know what she's doing? She's messing with your livelihood. She's taking food out of your children's mouths. What you need to do is you need to find the nearest stage hand, remove his leg, and sharpen those bones and take her out with his own sharpened bones. That's what you need to do.
So let's just run that by. Are you happy with that? You know what to do next time you're
on. I'm on it. Right,
there we go.
Yes.
Listen,
thank you.
Brian, it's been a real pleasure having you on.
It has.
Let's break this down.
Don't forget, it's the big movie. Go and see it this weekend. It's Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds, thank you so much.
Hey,
thank you.
How about me? I'm not as evil as you just made me out to be.
On Breakfast.